Dennis Brown, University of Notre Dame spokesperson and assistant vice president, joins me here in our broadcast location inside the USGA media tent. First off, Dennis, greatly appreciate your time. How are you?
Good. Good to be here with you. Had a chance to walk around the course a little bit this afternoon, and a lot of excitement. It's really good to be here.
You play a little golf. You play this particular golf course. Doesn't it just seem so different? I mentioned to you, it just seems a lot harder now.
Yeah. I feel like I'm out of my league anyway. and this just brings it home even more.
Yeah, when Tom Watson said today, these are some of the toughest greens he's ever been on, I'm thinking, how in the world do we even putt on these greens and not four putt?
I feel like I've got a good excuse now.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's actually a good point. Well, Dennis, this is a unique opportunity for Notre Dame to show itself even more to not only the area, the nation, but the world. This is a worldwide event with all these players from all over the globe coming to play in this championship, and eyes are going to be all on Notre Dame. I think it's pretty amazing with the Crossroads Project and with this, so many unique events are now a part of what Notre Dame does and new avenues for you guys to get out your message.
Yeah, we could not be more excited to have the USGA here and have Fox Sports here to televise the event. We look at these events as an opportunity to bring something to the community that hasn't been always available, to help impact the economy in some positive ways, and to expose people who have never had any affiliation or interest in Notre Dame to the university, that it's more than just about football. It's in many ways, it's more than just about sports. And so I know that Fox is going to be running a couple segments that have nothing to do with the golf tournament at all, that are about the university and some of the iconic landmarks that we have. And so we're really excited about it.
Dennis, this is a one-week event. Of course, you've got the practice rounds wrapping up today. Then you've got the tournament 4 days. So a lot of people in town and exposed to Notre Dame for a week. Can you put into perspective the economic impact that this event will have on Notre Dame?
Right. We do an economic impact report every few years, and just finished one up last fall. And the overall economic impact that the university brings to the region, and the region we're defining as St. Joe, Elkhart, and Marshall counties, is $2.46 billion a year. That's a conservative estimate, but we felt better to be conservative than not.
And sure.
And so that runs from student spending to visitors to operations at the university to construction at the university. And certainly events like this bring in a lot of new dollars. And so, for a typical football game weekend, we're talking about $25 million on the weekend and about 185 million per year.
Wow.
So it has a huge impact. And then, like the Garth Brooks concert last fall, the Winter Classic, this event, we've got the Liverpool Dortmund soccer match coming up in July. Those are all going to be in the $1 billion range, and those are brand new dollars that are coming to our community, and we could not be more pleased about doing that and having that. It's great exposure for the university, and it's great exposure for our area, not just on the money side, but just in terms of perception that this is a place where some fun things are happening.
Dennis Brown, University spokesperson, assistant vice president at Notre Dame, can you put it into perspective what it means for Notre Dame with the TV coverage, that Notre Dame is going to be plastered on the screen? You're going to see the Indy logo and all the logos on the graphics. You're going to see how many times the Golden Dome on the Fox coverage. How do you put into perspective how those type of things benefit your university?
Yeah, I was just talking to Missy Conboy, one of our associate athletic directors, a couple minutes ago, and we were talking about having an intern watch all of the Fox coverage and try to calculate how many minutes of non-golf stuff that there was about Notre Dame. And I don't know that we're going to be able to do that, but it would be an interesting challenge. And for the Garth Brooks concert, for example, you know, he comes out there with an ND monogram guitar and just blew us away. We had no idea that was coming. And then we had a CBS special about the concert. Yeah. There was 2 hours of basically free advertising, which
on
is,
a con-
you
yeah.
know, and I just had a chance to preview some spots that Fox has done on the Golden Dome, on the Basilica, and on the library mural have nothing to do with golf, and they're going to put those into their broadcast coverage over the weekend. Again, you look at what that would mean in terms of advertising dollars, and we'll be able to quantify that when it's all said and done, but it's going to be pretty special. Again, like I say, it's not just about the university, though, because I think this is going to really expose people to our region. We're getting a lot of exposures through Mayor Pete's campaign, and this is just another thing that is going to bring more to it.
And Dennis, just to add on to that, I've been amazed just being a part of the Irish hockey program, how the Compton Family Ice Arena, when it was constructed and opened in 2011, I remember Mr. Swarbrick saying immediately, this is going to be the new home of Notre Dame hockey, but also this is a community building. And boy, has it been. You have all the youth hockey teams that practice and play games there. And I think during the wintertime and probably even in the spring, you see license plates from all over the country. We see some buses come from Canada. It is truly a place that is a community building.
I was driving past the Compton yesterday and saw some people out there with Bauer bags, and so there's something going on right now. But I was thinking about you, Darren, because I know about your affinity for hockey, and we did a story a couple weeks ago that youth hockey events contributed $12.5 million to the local economy.
You're kidding.
Over the past year. And, that, again, was one of the things about the Compton Arena. And one of the reasons why we put two sheets of ice in there was to bring tournaments in and have visitors who are staying in hotels and going to restaurants and buying gas and you name it. It really adds up in a hurry.
Dennis, when you think about the Crossroads Project, and it was going to open up avenues for students to use Notre Dame Stadium as a classroom. It wasn't going to be a stadium used for 6 or 7 days a year. It was going to be used 365 days, and we're starting to see that with, again, the classrooms opening up. You have the banquet hall areas being used, and, of course, we've had Garth Brooks here. You got the soccer event coming up. I think a lacrosse national championship is going to be played here soon. So is the Crossroads Project, is it basically unfolding the way you guys envisioned when you started looking at the possibilities of using Notre Dame Stadium?
Yeah, that was a real dream. And sometimes dreams come true. Sometimes they don't. And it has played out perfectly. We got a little bit of criticism from some people who just worry about the growth that we're building so much. And there's going to be a little bit of that. And who saw it as really a... some people thought it was just... a way to just enhance the stadium and not really about all of these other things. And the last year and a half or so have proved those concerns to be false. And I think the Student Center, if anybody in the community is welcome to come into Duncan Student Center anytime.
Awesome.
And it's just a great place to grab a bite to eat. And you can see some young people who are doing a lot of interesting things there. There's a career center on top of that. The other side has a media center and then anthropology and psychology. And then on the south side, we've got some beautiful new music facilities. And that whole part of campus has become an arts district for us. We have the new School of Architecture building, and within the next year, we'll be building a new museum, an art museum, right there at the next to Compton and across from Eddy Street Commons. Eddy Street Commons Phase 2 is coming along quickly. So it's really an exciting time for Notre Dame, but an exciting time for South Bend, Elkhart region.
And let me add in the Fighting Irish media area that I was involved with taping the coaches show every week and doing that live show with Evan Sharpley. It is state of the art. Yeah. It is like being in a regular TV station. And I know that's always been a vision of Mr. Swarbrick to do something like this. And it has turned out to be absolutely an amazing project for Notre Dame and a way to produce shows and do so many different things to promote the Notre Dame brand.
Right, and coming up in August, the ACC Network goes on the air, and that was one of the main reasons why we built the media center to the specifications that it's at to handle almost anything. And so that will be another avenue to get out the word about what's going on here and what's going on in our community.
I'm just thinking, I've been here for 20 years now, which is really hard to believe. How long have you been with the university?
28 years. I started when I was 15.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right.
Me too. It's funny to think back just in my 20 years when I arrived and just taking a look at the athletic facilities. Then to now, it's like we're on a different planet. It's amazing how so many people have donated to help build these facilities and the vision to make all this work. It's turned into really a fantastic athletic facility. And of course, I'm just love the Compton Family Ice Rink. But across the board, the new football practice facility, I have not been in it, but I have heard people are going to be wild when they see that. Have you been in it yet?
I have not been in it yet, no. But I will say that, you know, on the academic and student life side, there has been at least as much and more new construction that has made the educational mission of the university stronger than ever. And the community as a whole over these last 20, 25 years has grown in ways that are just remarkable. I tell this story, and I don't know if you have time.
Sure, go ahead.
I tell this story about when, so my wife Debbie was the head volleyball coach here for 24 years, and when Notre Dame was talking to her about the job in the winter of 1990, they brought both of us out here for a visit to see what was going on, and we went to an IU Notre Dame basketball game with Digger Phelps and Bob Knight as the coaches. And back then I was a sports writer, and so I was, you know, obviously very familiar with Notre Dame and the whole thing, and it just was eye popping to me to go to that game and then to be at the university. And then after the game, Missy Conboy, who I mentioned earlier, she and her fiance wanted to take us out for a drink and something to eat, and we drove over to Grape Road, and then we found one restaurant open, and there were only two or three restaurants. There was a Chi-Chi's on Cleveland by the mall that has been about 20 different restaurants since then. And we walked in there, and they were vacuuming, and we were able to get a couple margaritas and some nachos or something. But now, you know, I know some people kind of complain about Grape Road in Maine, and it's all too busy and everything, but there's so many new opportunities and chances to go out to have a bite to eat or whatever. And so the community as a whole has really grown well, too.
And every place is busy, which amazes
me. Which is a good thing.
It is a very, very.
The old Yogi Berra line, you know, nobody goes there because it's too busy.
That's right.
Well, wait a second.
Well, Dennis, in closing, maybe just your own personal invitation to people in our community that want to come out to Warren, what they should expect when they see this facility.
Well, we really, really would invite anybody to come on out. It's a great deal, particularly with kids who are 18 and under, to come with an adult and come in free. And all the parking, I heard you mention early, and I do want to emphasize for people that Douglas Road will be closed. And, you know, we know that these big events create some inconvenience for some people, but I think in the big picture, it's well worth it. And we would invite people to come to campus anytime. It's you know, we're sometimes I think people feel like there's an ivy wall between on Angela Boulevard or Douglas Road, and you can't come on. We'd love to have people visit, come to events at the DeBartolo Performing Arts Center, Snipe Museum, lectures on campus.
Sure.
Come on, come all.
Absolutely. Dennis, great to see you.
Good to see
greatly
you.
Appreciate you stopping by, and continued success.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you.
Great to have Dennis Brown with us, Notre Dame spokesperson and assistant vice president, talking about the impact of this championship on Notre Dame and our community.